What is it new? Fairly new. It looks kind of new.
It's 4 years old.
4 years old.
I'm handy with the soap and the
keep it clean.
The cleaners. Yeah. I clean the heads about.
Not
well,
you.
Yeah.
Every 2 hours.
Good for you. Come on.
This way, the heads are pretty well worn now, but still are clean.
Mm-hmm.
It took me a while to get used to this, but there's no substitute for it. All you need is a Q-tip and some rubbing alcohol. You're in business. If you don't, the oxide on the tape comes off.
Oh, is that right?
And when it does that, you get an imperfect magnetic impression.
Do you reuse those tapes?
Yeah.
They erase?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Comes right off.
Yeah.
If you want it to or not, it comes right off. They're quite hard to preserve, really.
Oh, they are.
You should keep them in a place where the temperature and humidity are controlled.
I have a friend who has a real elaborate system tape recorder, and he has popular songs and classics and so forth, and he keeps them as far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a different kind of tape he uses?
No, he's just been lucky so far. Uh-huh. How long has he had?
He has to be careful with them, I suppose.
Yeah. If he gets a magnetic field around them, he's going to re-record without knowing it.
Oh.
You can do this with a light cord, I've been told. I haven't been able to do it myself.
Hmm.
I know you can do it with an electric motor or a transformer.
Well, yeah. I haven't heard him say. He's quite a bug on this electrical stuff.
Mm-hmm. I wrote the Library of Congress about tape storage, and they advised me their system.
Oh, they keep it as even temperature?
Yeah. Well, before they record, they have the tape in a controlled humidity for 3 months, I think, and get all the moisture out of the thing. Then they record, and then it's put in a sealed can with controlled humidity, and it's stored that way.
It takes a lot of preparation and care.
Yeah. Of course, they're storing it indefinitely.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least they think they are. They don't really know, though. They just haven't been in the market long enough to let us know how they'll keep. They suggest using 1.5 mil mylar tape. Now, this is mylar, but I think it's about 1 mil.
Mm-hmm.
So, this isn't very
good. But it serves your purpose.
Yeah, it does.
What
would be wonderful if I could edit my library and just get the responses to these questions, just the words in question,
mm-hmm.
and get them spliced on tapes so we'd have a running pronunciation for all the areas in the state, just from one pronunciation to the next to the next.
Yes, that'd take a lot of splicing.
Take a lot of splicing in about 3 lifetimes.
I bet it would too. You just have to write down what the sounds, as they sound.
Yeah, transcribe them in International Phonetic Alphabet. But I may make some representative tapes, just dub portions from this, pronunciations, maybe half a dozen from southeastern Oklahoma and from southwestern Oklahoma. Young people, old people, and things like this.
What would it cost us to get you to give a program to my civic club? Could you find time to do that sometime?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm taking your time here, and if I can take yours, I should be willing to give mine.
Well, we meet on Friday at noon, and it'd be real interesting.
That might be kind of hard, because I teach till 11.
Well, we meet at 12. I don't know how. It's about 60 miles, isn't it?
Yeah. What time would I talk?
Well, not until probably. You'd probably talk 20 or 25 minutes, and it wouldn't be until 12:30 or 35.
That might work.
I think it'd be an interesting program.
I've been requested to do this in Stillwater a couple of years ago, but I told them I'd rather not at that time. But if you'd like, I'd be glad to.
All right.
Tell me what you want.
Okay. Well, I think just the general idea of what you're doing and how some of the things that you've told me about differences in pronunciation in different areas.
I can probably do this just off the cuff.
Yeah, probably so. And then if you wanted to have questions at the end, someone might